American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end.
National Intel, ladies and gentlemen, second hour. My guest today, Terry Anderson, does a talk show host out in L.A. Been doing it. How long have you been doing that, Terry?
4.5 years.
Well,
we've been on the air since November of 2000.
We have talked about the possibility of you coming on this network, and I would like to do that because I would like to offer the people a viewpoint that somebody that's been in the trenches that understands exactly what this is. This immigration problem is not going away, and I'm not saying you're a one-note pony. You cover a lot of different subjects. But I know this is high on your priority list.
This is real high. I mean, we've been stuck on this one for a while. What we do, I mean, we're only on once a week. And what happens is this is what the folks want to talk about. When we first started the show, we were doing a lot of conservative stuff and Second Amendment stuff, which is all important. Don't get me wrong. But it's gotten so bad in California and other places that this is what people want to talk about. So we focus really tight on this now. And let me say this. We're on now in Phoenix, we're on in Vegas, we're on in a few other places. The response from those cities has just been, you know, we try to pick high invasion cities, and the response from the people in those cities has just been excellent.
Let's go back to the phones. Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. Listen, I'd like to make a comment about the illegal alien situation here in Tennessee. You know what really burns me up is that all is required for an illegal Mexican to get a driver's license here is for him to bring in a birth certificate from Mexico and pass the test. That's it.
Now they have a license. It's not really a license there. It's a kind of a fake license for driving only, right, in Tennessee.
Right, but it allows them to legally operate a motor vehicle.
Yeah, but Joe, let me tell you something. If you don't have that license, where do you go?
Straight to jail.
That's right. What happens to these guys with their fake driver's license? I consider it a fake driver's license. Nothing.
Joe, are you in Nashville?
Knoxville.
Okay, I was in Nashville last month, I guess, or maybe month before at a conference there.
Right.
There's a thing there in Nashville. I can't remember the name of it now. It's where the Grand Ole Opry is. It's a big complex, a hotel complex there. That's where we stayed.
I'm not sure. They call it the Grand Ole Opry there. But
yeah, but there's a complex there right next to it where the Gaylord.
Right, yes, I've heard of it.
We stayed there, and I was impressed with, this place is huge. It's got a river that runs through it, and it's got room after room after room, and it's got meeting rooms, and it's got all these different restaurants and stuff. And all the people working in this place, must have been thousands of employees, all Americans, black, white. They're all, the gift shops, the janitors, everything. But I checked out of that hotel at 3:30 in the morning. I had a very early flight out of Nashville. When I walked downstairs at 3:30 in the morning, that place is called the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. When I walked downstairs, there was an army, and I know an illegal alien when I see one. There was an army of them, no habla inglés. Everywhere you went, they brought these people in on the graveyard shift, and they cleaned and scrubbed this place and did everything and painted and did all the shrubbery and everything out of the sight of the American people. That
gentlemen,
is outrageous.
Gentlemen, I appreciate what you are doing on the air. I am a very new listener to your broadcast, and I responded to your call when you said you had no more callers, but I would like to comment on some very positive things going on here.
All right, hold that thought because I got to take the break here. My guest today, Terry Anderson. If you ain't mad, folks, you ain't paying attention. By the way, in Nashville, that's where we've got our 100,000-watt powerhouse that allows this program to be heard worldwide. And we're very pleased with the folks down there at WWCR. Thank you very much for carrying this program. We'll take the break. More of your phone calls with Terry Anderson right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
My guest, Terry Anderson, has got a show out there in L.A., KRLA, on Sunday nights. We carried it on this network, ladies and gentlemen, 11 p.m. Central Time. And it is, Terry, you know, they say timing is everything.
I think
in this country there is something happening, and we've been cajoling and encouraging people to get involved lest they lose this country. And what one caller said, Manuel, first caller last hour, as a matter of fact, and I have said this before, and I'll repeat it again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what your children or your grandchildren are going to be doing on your grave, because we have a gem here, and it's sliding away fast. But we have the ability to take it back, and if we don't, the scorn of your children and your grandchildren and the generations yet to come, they're going to be scratching their heads wondering how did our parents and how did our grandmothers and grandfathers allow this to happen to us in this country? And it, folks, are you starting to get the message here that yes, we can do something about it, but we better start linking arms. We better have a commonality about this. We can get the job done. Joe in Tennessee, you say that you're a new listener to this broadcast, to this radio program. What's your thoughts?
Well, gentlemen, I believe that there is one thing that needs to be done, and that is through the law, that we have available, and I am proud of our local representative, John J. Duncan, Jr. He sent an email newsletter to me on June 6th, which is not published anywhere else on the web. I'd like to read a paragraph or two from it. He says at the very end of this, quote, "I am proud of what the Minuteman Project has done. Not only have the Minutemen peacefully volunteered their services to help solve one of our nation's biggest problems, they have made more Americans aware of the need for stricter enforcement of illegal immigration." And he goes on to say, "During my 17 years in Congress, I have found that anytime federal agencies foul up, they usually blame it on two things. They always say they are underfunded or have an outdated computer system." He says, "I remember when we found out that 15 of the 19 September 11 hijackers were here illegally. The then Immigration and Naturalization Service said that the men had entered the country illegally because the agency was underfunded. Later, Congressman Elton Gallagher went on 60 Minutes saying the Congress had given the INS a 250% increase in funding over the previous 8 years. That is more than a 30% increase each year." Last paragraph. "I spent 7.5 years as a criminal court judge trying felony cases before I came to Congress. And whenever a defendant took off or skipped bond, the bonding companies went after them. That is done all over the country. I do not think people realize how much law enforcement has done in this country through private agencies, citizens, and businesses."
The job's being done. The problem is that the problem itself is overwhelming. So far this fiscal year, the Border Patrol has apprehended almost 100,000 undocumented migrants from countries other than Mexico, commonly called OTMs. Now, the majority of these people were caught along the southern borders. The number is projected to reach about 150,000 by the end of this fiscal year. That's a 200% increase compared to fiscal 2004. The Border Patrol spokesman, Salvador Zamora, said the numbers are staggering. The Border Patrol is on pace to apprehend about 1.2 million illegal migrants this fiscal year alone, which is about the same as last year. Out of that, about 12% are OTMs. Folks, are you listening to me? We're in Iraq, nation building. We're spending billions of dollars. American soldiers are dying in the sands over in Baghdad as we speak. But yet we have illegals coming across this border. And folks, they're just not all the poor, downtrodden people just looking for a better life. Look, these are criminals. These are murderers. These are rapists. I'm not saying all of them. But now we're getting people funneling because, hey, the welcome mat's open. The green light's on at the southern border. We're not just talking about Mexicans here. We're talking about illegals. And some of them, the scum of the earth, that are walking across this into this country, open borders, and nothing is being done. In Washington, D.C., hey, we know the agenda here. The free trade area of America's. Oh, we're just going to be one big happy fuzzy family, and the borders between Canada and Mexico, Central and South America, it's not... We're going to knock down the barriers. We're all going to be just one homogeneous, wonderful people. Look, I have compassion. I'm not a hateful person. But let me tell you something. Mexico belongs to the Mexicans. The United States belongs to law-abiding people that assimilate. We're all, ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about this, unless you're an American Indian, you or somebody in your family a generation or so ago migrated to this country, but it was done legally. You assimilated into the culture. We build a nation, not to have it destroyed, not to put it asunder. No, this has got to stop.
I'm an exception to that one. My forefathers came here on a slave ship. I don't know if you'd call that legally or not, but I understand what you're saying there. You know the one thing I would say about what you said here, John, is you're absolutely right. There's two different types of people that come in here. You got the ones who come in here very nicely and want to just work, and you got the ones who are coming in to do us harm, whether they be just crooks, thieves, you know, murderers, or they may be terrorists. But I don't want to take too much of the onus off of those nice people that come here, and I have compassion also. That's why I traveled south of the border to see what it was like, to get a feel for it. I don't want to take anything off of those who come here just to, quote, work and, quote, for a better life. They are doing as much harm to this country right now as any terrorist could do. And the reason I say that is this. They are overpopulating us. They are using up our water. They are using up our social services. They are filling up our schools. They are killing our job market. They are murdering our wages. They have made it where some industries in this country haven't had an increase in 20 years in their wages. They are taking away the skill jobs from our skill workers. They are massacring this country, and all they came here to do was work. So let's not be too easy to say, as not you, but I have people like Hannity and some others I've heard say,
the neocon crowd.
Yeah, we have to separate the ones who come to do us harm and those who are coming here just to better themselves. That guy is bettering himself at the destruction of the American job system and the American wage, and that must be stopped. I don't care how nice he is. I don't care how much he grins and smiles. I don't care if he comes from Africa, Iceland, Europe, Mexico. I don't care where he comes from. He must be stopped because, you know, one of my listeners put a go to our webpage, TerryAndersonShow.com, and go to guest columns. Guy just wrote, he's a Texan, too. He's from Dallas. He wrote a thing there the other day that we posted on there. It was a special article he wrote just for our website. And he says in there that these people are terrorists. They come here with a baby on their chest instead of a bomb. Now, that sounds harsh, but it's true. They are killing us with their children. Their children are going to come here for the American dream that they have no right to get. The American dream is for Americans and for legal resident aliens who have gone through the requirements to become an immigrant, a legal immigrant. These people are coming here and massacring that and claiming the American dream, something they have no right to, and it must be stopped. And I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how they're trying to escape poverty. None of that means anything when you look at what's happening to our country today.
Hey Terry, I've got a guy, and the listeners to my program know this. There is a gentleman that used to work for the Department of Agriculture that this guy can walk into any congressman or senator's office in Washington, D.C. and does on a regular basis. He came up with a plan. We've got $50, $55 a barrel oil prices. Mexico's got a lot of oil. And he came up for a oil for peace program, which he said that, look, we will buy as much oil as Mexico can send us, with the proviso that a certain amount, percentage of that money that is that comes from the profits of that oil being sold from Mexico into the United States for processing, that a certain percentage of that is earmarked to build Mexico's infrastructure, to build roads, build schools, build sewage treatment plants, to once and for all start to lift the people up of Mexico. A lot of these guys don't want to come here. They're coming here because they feel that they have to, that there's no jobs. The big deal with NAFTA, Terry, and this was over 10 years ago, and I warned people about this, and Ross Perot did have it right. That was the 92 Bill Clinton, Senior Bush, and Perot. If you remember the debates, he was a novel guy. And remember the saying that the people still repeat today? You hear that giant sucking sound. Well, supposedly our politicians told us, look, We're going to be moving some plants and jobs down to Mexico, but you know what? This is going to help the Mexican people. It'll increase their wages, their standard of living, and that'll be good. You know, even then they were talking a little bit about the immigration. They said, look, these people are just coming here because they're seeking a better life. Look,
killing the Mexicans.
It is absolutely killing them. Absolutely killing them. And Terry, I don't know, a lot of people in this country, and I consider them to be sellouts, business owners that are going after that cheap labor to fatten their bottom line, the only thing they're doing is helping and fostering our destruction, our wage scale. And you're exactly right about that.
They're killing us. And these people come in, they're nice people, and they got a couple of kids, and they grin at you, and they're very probably very nice people in their country, but they have no right to be here. They have no right. And I don't care. You know, NAFTA went down there and made a mistake, and NAFTA was horrible. CAFTA's going to be worse. But guess what? Their country signed it, too. Their country signed it, too. So if you want to hold somebody responsible, hold them responsible.
But there's something that's happening. CAFTA is having a hard time. But we're watching the European Union, this wonderful part one of the globalist plan here for total globalization, you know, the worldwide harmony of us all. Yeah. Look, we're seeing that start to bust up in Europe. The only people that are pushing this CAFTA thing is George Bush, and the thing behind this is the next step to the free trade area of Americas. Look, the sellouts down there in their country, their politicians are signed on board, but there's something that's happening. It's coming from the ground up. People are saying no. These are the people that have signed on in Central America that are going, you know what? We don't want any part of this. We want our own country. We want our own culture. We want to be friends and neighbors with all these other people, but we want our own country. We want our own We want our own culture. We want our own country. We want our own society. And it's falling apart on them. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Senators John Cornyn, of course, he's our Republican here in Texas, John Cowell of Arizona, they're planning to introduce what they say will be a comprehensive immigration reform legislation by the end of this month. The bill is tentatively titled the Comprehensive Enforcement and Immigration Reform Act. They've already published the first section, which deals with the enforcement issue. But Cronin, he's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Immigration, Border Security, and Citizenship. Kyle is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Terrorism, Technology, and Homeland Security. And Kyle said Tuesday, he said, the current border crisis has been in the years making, but it now appears to have reached a critical mass. No kidding. You know, I don't know. Terry, why don't these guys in Washington, D.C. tune into our shows to find out what's really going on?
Well, they're not interested, and I could shorten the name of their proposal right down to one word, amnesty.
That's exactly right.
They're not going to listen to us. You know, John, I testified in Congress twice, once in 1999 and once in 2003. And both times I learned a very important lesson. There are those there that care and those there who just, no matter what you say, do not care. The Black Caucus, write them off. Forget them. They suck. They're just as racist as they can be, and they're not going to have anything to do with fixing this problem. Hispanics in the immigration caucus there, not going to happen. Now, the rest of the folks there, you got some like Flake who slept through the entire testimony that morning on October 30th, 2003. This man slept through the entire proceedings there. He's against us totally. He sucks. He's terrible. This guy doesn't want anything to do with anything that's going to reform immigration. His idea of reform is to make them legal. Whereas with me, my idea of reform is to tighten up that border and send everybody out of here that's illegal on the first thing, smoking. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. Then you've got people like John King from Iowa, great guy. Tom Tancredo, great guy. Mr. Hostetler, who chairs this committee, he's from Indiana, I believe. Great guy. You've got a lot of good people there working for us, but they don't have enough of them to do anything. That's the problem right now. But
this is what's really weird. I mean, if these people are there and they're trying to do their job, why are they not getting the support on Capitol Hill?
I don't know. I think people are afraid. People want what people want to do is pander to everybody and make everybody happy.
Well, I mean, the Republicans, I can hear this right now. The Republicans would be down on the Republican guys in D.C. because, as I said, and you heard this argument. You heard this argument years ago that, well, we got to be competitive and, you know, we got to hire people and we got to fatten that bottom line. And if we hire these people, you know, they work for a little bit less, but, you know, it's good for business.
Yeah, well, yeah. And business is good for business also. You need people that are going to be able to afford to buy products and services from other people.
Thank you.
And how are you going to do that? How are you going to live in a $20 an hour world when you're paying everybody $3 an hour? They're not going to be able to buy your $20 an hour product or your $20 an hour service. They're not going to be able to do it. But you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing that gets me with the Republicans. And I'm neither. I am nonpartisan. The show is nonpartisan. I stopped doing speeches to Republican organizations last week. I did one last week in Burbank, and I did one in Cerritos about a month ago. And I made the decision I will no longer speak to Republican groups. And the reason for that is I don't know about the Democrats. I've never spoken to one of those. That's not going to happen. But Republicans, who I align myself a little more than I do with, well, I align myself with the original Republican ideology, which is now gone. Okay? But let me just say this. All they care about is putting Republicans in office. They don't care what their agenda is. They don't care how they feel about this issue. All they want to know is that the guy has an R next to his name. And that angers me. A woman asked me last week before the meeting, well, would you ever vote for a Democrat? I said, if he talked right and walked right, yeah, I'd vote for him if he had what it took. And he was a real deal and he was a real American and spoke my language, which is patriot. Yeah, I would vote for the guy. I would never vote for a Democrat no matter what. I said, well, that's why we're at this place in America that we're at. Because all you care about is your party. You do not care about America.
That's right. And this has been my argument. And we've seen third parties start up and then fall on their face, be infiltrated. High signing ideals, they're saying the right things, but they're frozen out of the process. But do we need another party in this country? I say, let's hold these people, these politicians' feet to the constitutional fire.
There you go.
We don't need another party. We want people that represent what this country is supposed to be about. Look, folks, I got to tell you something. It is a constitutional republic. I love my country, but I fear my government here. We're supposed to be a nation of laws. You know, everybody gets an even break. Everybody's, culpable and punishable if they break the law. There's a crime. But look, we've got rampant lawlessness. We've got people that are breaking the law right now that are holding public office. It is out of control, and it's got to stop. Let's go to the phones. Thanks, Renee. You've been holding for about an hour. Go ahead.
Well, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Stentmiller.
Yes, sir.
I've got to say that there are several insurgent vigilante Texans who really don't buy even as soft a line as you two are laying out. I know several people.
Harry, do you think we've been soft here?
Oh, yes. I know at least 50 people who would gladly give up every day of their vacation to go down to the border and man a blind that's 50 feet off the ground beside a 1,000-volt fence. And anybody that's already caught on our side of the fence would be neutered and thrown back to the other side.
Well, and hold on a second, because you just hit upon something that this is what I'm afraid that's going to take place. The ranks are going to be infiltrated come this October. And besides policing our side of the border here, we'd better start policing ourselves and keep a watchful eye, because I guarantee you there's going to be some people in there to start some trouble so the other side can point and say, see, they're vigilantes. They're lawbreakers. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Hold on, Renee.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Sorry, Renee, we had commercial interrupt us. You're on with Terry Anderson. You were about to say, before we got rudely interrupted.
I was about to say that aside from the problems of trying to repel the infestation of America here, that it's so faceted how many different problems and reasons for it, that it seems unstoppable without simply laying a fence across and culling the herd. I mean, the entire oil supply of Mexico is owned by the state of Mexico, the federal government.
That's why now, it would have been a perfect plan to buy their oil and then take that money to build their infrastructure.
Exactly. But when NAFTA and CAFTA go through, that's going to have to be privatized. And Mr. Bush is going to be the person to go down there and write a check for it.
That's an interesting thought. I never considered that.
Now, the other problem is that this border creates this artificial tension, and there's a subsidy going on here. We are giving Mexico and Central America billions of dollars every time these people get paid under the table and write a Western Union check down to Oaxaca. We're sending between $3.5 and $6 billion a year down there. Now, on top of that, there's the drug subsidy, because if drugs were legal here in America,
there are more than enough people growing corn and sorghum that would switch over and start growing pot at $300 a pound.
And they'll be coming in the trailer trucks coming up through the NAFTA corridor, through the Texas corridor that they're now staking out and planning to build the NAFTA corridor. It's already, we got the NAFTA corridor here.
It's
35
an artificial price anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the price of marijuana is insanely artificial. It's $300 a pound. Okay? How much does a bale of hay weigh at $3? It's entirely artificial. But all of that money is taken out of the hands of sedated people and sent down there to help bolster an otherwise failing tyrannical despotism.
Well, and that's a point that you bring up. Terry, that's an interesting point, because the number two income for Mexico right now, of everything that they produce, all of their country's wealth, whatever, the number two income is the money that the illegals...
remittances from us,
That's the money that the illegals are sending back to their families to get them ready to pack up and come across the border right now.
Okay.
So,
and one of the reasons that they're leaving in droves is flipping that money coin. The reason our corporations are going down there isn't simply because there's no minimum wage and they can pay those people $2 an hour to build a car. The fact is, it's incredibly prohibitively expensive. There's EPA regulations. There's health insurance. There's the simple disposal of all of the caustic chemicals that are required for all of the wiring and circuitry and glass and plastic in a car. And down there, they just let it sit in a pool and evaporate, and then ball it up with a bulldozer and stick it in a hole.
Well, I'll tell you what we need to do is put American troops down there in Mexico to protect their pot crops the same way that we're protecting the poppy crops.
Poppy.
That's exactly right.
We're giving them dollars and dollars to fight a mythical drug war, and all they're doing is going down there and spraying DDT, which is illegal here, all over the crops. Meanwhile, the farmers realize that DDT is going to kill their plant in 3 days. So they chop it down immediately. It gets baled up along with all of the rest of the clean crop, then up here, and these sedated masses are smoking DDT.
Well, that's okay with me. If they want to smoke it, I you know, that's their decision. I don't smoke it. But here's my point about this. Let's not complicate this too much. You know, you made a statement earlier about all the reasons for them coming here. I didn't cause any of those reasons or anything else. I think we ought to simplify this by saying, let's send these troops to the border, iron out your own problems south of the border, fix your own country, build a country that people won't run away from, and make it just as simple as that. If we start reading a whole lot of stuff into it, and you're right, you're absolutely right, there are a lot of causes, but the more you complicate this, the less people you're going to get to join you in this fight. Make it plain and simple.
Yeah, there you go. I'm in agreement with that. Renee, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hola. ¿Qué pasa, mi amigos?
How you doing?
Buenas tardes.
I don't really speak Spanish.
I don't either, man. That just went right over my head.
I've been picking it up because I live in a subdivision here in Escambia County, where Pensacola is, not too far off of Interstate 10, which runs from L.A. to Jacksonville.
You're a northerner.
Well, originally, but I've been many places, including, listen, Honduras, okay? I've been down in Tegucigalpa. I've been in San Pedro Sula. And I've been in a little town out in the sticks called Hakon. And I have never been in such a third world, outhouse. Anyway, it's not too far down there. It's about a day and a half hour drive if you want to go to Honduras, people. Anyhow, there's so much I'd like to say. But, we've had the hurricane 10 months ago or so. And a lot of Spanish-speaking people have been in my neighborhood here, about 165, 167 homes that had roof damages. And these guys are great. They're lickety-split, andale, andale. They are here and do a tear down and a reconstruction within 2 days, and they're moving on. A dozen guys all working in military precision, except, I have to wonder about them. Are they in, the fifth column military? Anyhow, you know, that's how I've been picking up my Spanish, you know, a few other, like, words like malecón and calajo, you know.
All the bad ones.
Listen, Terry, I got to salute you. I guess it was about 4 years ago I first heard you on a program. I don't know if it was, Chuck Harder or Ken Hamblin or somebody, but I said, this guy's got his head screwed on right, and I was astonished to learn that you're a black man. God bless you. You really are right on.
Unlike a black man that speaks Spanish.
Yeah, unlike so many, and please excuse me, but like, you know, there's so many, blacks with a ghetto mindset that, like, excuse this epithet, but they're just spear chuckers, you know?
Well,
they want to do damage.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I don't know how you mean that, but let me just say this. We have a lot of black folks have a mentality that is stuck. It's in neutral. And it's not going in either direction. And they want to wallow in the past, and they want to talk about slavery. I'm tired of
all this stuff, Terry.
Well, I am too. And they want to talk about reparations. I don't want any of that stuff. But what angers me about it is they look around and they see what's happening to their community. I mentioned a little while ago about how they're killing us out here. They are. And not one black person will speak up on this. And it angers me because black folks have as much stake in this country as anybody else, maybe a little more. My great grandfather was a slave. I don't talk about it. It's something that happened, and I harbor no grudge to anybody. But let me just say this: we have a stake in this country now. We were brought here, and now I'm a full fledged American with no hyphen, and I want to be a part of this country. I've never been to Africa. I have no intention of ever going. I have no allegiance to it. But I'm interested in what happens where I live, where I lay my head at night. That's what I care about. And if black folks aren't going to start waking up, and they are, believe me, I'm hearing from a lot of them who are angry and have put away this get whitey attitude in favor of fix America attitude. That's what's got to happen. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people ask me why black folks don't get involved. I mentioned some of it earlier. And a lot of it is because a lot of black people just don't like white people, and they perceive this as being helpful to whitey. And anything that helps whitey, they're not going to get involved in.
And Terry, I know you know this probably better than anybody. And you saw this happen, that when blacks were assimilating into this culture, well, what were they accused of being? Uncle Tom's.
Uncle Tom's? Oreos, you know?
Yeah.
Oreos.
Yeah, I'm an Oreo because I had a guy tell me one time, a PhD from Texas, went to Prairie View. One of the most despicable human beings I've ever known, because this guy said, man, you sound like whitey. You sound like the way white people treat us when they didn't want us in certain neighborhoods. I said, look, I'm not trying to keep anybody out of my neighborhood. I'm trying to keep people out of my country who aren't supposed to come here. I don't care what race or religion or creed some guy is. If he comes to America and wants to be an American and does it the right way, I embrace him. But I'm not going to embrace some guy that's not supposed to be here.
And right, you know, the funny thing, Robbie Noel is a talk show host, and he's from Rhodesia. Okay, so this guy has seen a lot.
He's seen it.
Yeah, he got out in 79 and he saw what was coming. But he made a point today that one of the richest black women in this country, Oprah Winfrey, she now considers herself a Zulu. What's going on here?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, here is a woman that could make a big impact. Could do a lot of positive things, but
you're living in the past.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
I'm not with any of that.
And Rome is burning right now, folks. Okay, Nero's fiddling.
I heard Terry on Sunday this past week or 2 weeks ago. I'm glad you're going to be carrying him.
Well, and we're going to try to work that out.
That's great. Now listen, I got to tell you, back in 1967, a year after Watts went up, I was out in the Golden State hitchhiking from the Russian River all the way down Orange County several times. I went through Watts. I never had any trouble, any hostility from the blacks there. But I met some Hispanic people that, like, were just totally nasty. This is like, you know, 1967.
Well,
and it's only gotten worse.
You know, black folks tell me, well, there's still a lot of black folks in the past worrying about the Klan. I said, you better forget about the Klan and start worrying about the Klan with the tan. That's
right.
What you better worry about.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it. You know, Terry, I hope people are starting to hear what I'm saying here. I hope they're understanding. You know, we better get together. We better get busy or we're going to get gone.
The one thing that you said that I hope resonates with people, and you hit it right on the money. We can fix this. You said that earlier. You said this can be fixed. It's not a hopeless deal. And I agree with you totally. That's what I want to resonate with people. You know, when I speak to these groups around the country, I tell them all the time, there is no practice America. There's no America we can just totally blow as we're doing now and then say, well, we messed that up, but on this next one, let's do it better. No! When it's gone, it's gone!
That's
There's
it.
No comeback. There's no reruns on this one.
Terry,
it's a one-time shot.
Terry, I'm going to tell you something. When I was a child, we could go to bed. We could leave our front door standing wide open. We could leave the keys in the car sitting in the driveway.
Me too, right here in South Central L.A.
And look what has happened in our lifetimes.
There you go.
Man, and I'm telling you, it sickens me. It tears at my guts.
It ain't getting any better.
And I'm telling you, and I've been telling people this for 10 years. I've been telling them to get involved. Now, don't let a few people carry the weight that we should all be sharing in. We need to do this, and we need to do it together, and we need to do it real quick.
And, John, that's what I was saying to your caller. I believe his name was Renee. Mm-hmm. Everything he was saying was true. I wasn't disputing any of that.
Sure.
But when you start getting so in-depth and so detailed with this and this and this, you glaze people over, and they say, forget it.
Yeah.
It's
because
like people...
you're pushing those emotional buttons.
Right.
The other side is pumping the propaganda into and feeding.
And people tell me all the time, well, you should talk about the New World Order. Well, I believe in the New World Order. But you know what? I can't fight the New World Order. I can't get my arms around it. I can't get my hands on it because it's a big mythical thing. Not mythical, but it's. I can't see it. I can see illegal immigration. I can get my hands on illegal immigration. I can demand that my laws be enforced. I can demand these people be deported. I can demand we not accept the matricula card. I can demand illegal aliens don't get driver's licenses. I can demand that we don't school the children of illegal aliens and give them in-state tuition in our colleges. These are things that I can get my hands on.
But that's...
So I am, in essence, fighting the New World Order, but I am fighting it one piece at a time.
And here's the point, because you're an advocate for law. You're an advocate for the Republic, the Constitution. There can be no New World Order in this country when we have our Constitution.
There you go, if we fight for it and keep it intact.
There you go. Rodney in Texas, you're on. We've got nothing but Texans here from here on out. And what we're going to do, the affiliates down the line, we're going to skip this last break, so... we're just going to let this roll. Rodney in Texas, you're up next. Hello.
Yes, good evening. I have a couple of questions and one or two statements for your guest, Terry Anderson. First of all, I think you're a great talk show host, Terry, and I do frequently listen to your show.
Thank you, sir.
It's very enlightening, and because for a long time, you know, I didn't really know what was going on out in California other than what I read in the newspaper. And what I read in the newspapers out there, the Orange County Register, I was astounded and startled. For example, you mentioned reparations for blacks. Well, last year in the Orange County Register, there was a big article in there about your governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, having a bill, even as we speak, on his death.
Reparations for Hispanics.
Yeah,
did you say Schwarzenegger? What did you say?
I probably did.
No, I'm just teasing you.
But in any case, you don't hear very many people talking about that, and yet this guy is getting ready to give reparations to a bunch of illegals.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And the other thing is the riots, you know, in the high schools out there with the Hispanic. Blacks.
That's been happening about 10 years now.
Right. Well, but see, we're just now starting to hear about it. But right. Now here's what I'd like for me, Terry. Can you, the statements that Vicente Fox made regarding, jobs, his illegals were taken, from blacks. Can you break down the fallacy of that statement?
Well, what he said, the word even was the word that I took offense to.
Okay.
He said they take jobs that even blacks won't do.
Right.
Which put us at the bottom saying even these lowlifes won't take the job, so you know it must be bad. That's a lie.
Right.
I mean, come on, it was a racist statement to say.
It is a lie, but even at that, it's throughout what you've been talking about this afternoon with that doesn't take away from the fact that, one, they're coming over here illegally, right?
Right.
And two, they're coming over here and they're exploiting the services over here.
Well,
I checked, Terry, I heard that California was $80 billion in the red, and most of that comes from the fact that these illegals have exploited all of those services.
They have.
There.
But let me say this about the wages. They say that if we got rid of all these illegal aliens now, the price of everything would go through the roof. Well, that's a lie. I go to McDonald's out here in California that have all illegal aliens working in them. A Big Mac is $2. And I went to Manchester, New Hampshire, and bought one where all the people were white working in there, and it was $2. Mm-hmm. So there was no difference. You can go to Fargo, you can go to Pierre, you can go to Concord, you can go to all these places up in the extreme north and still get your bed changed, still get your room fixed up, you can get your house roofed, you can get your lawn cut, you can get your table bussed, all in places where only Americans are working, and it costs the same as it does here in the southern part of the country.
Right.
So don't buy that one.
Well, I sure appreciate you dispelling that fallacy, because you hear a lot of neocons using that line to say, number one, that, you know, in the case of the statements of Vicente Fox made, their line is that it was factually true.
Well, you know, they say that they're doing jobs we won't do. Take a construction, for instance. 80% of the construction workers in most of these cities are now Hispanic. They're not doing those jobs because they were one day, all of a sudden those jobs were empty. They said, oh, let's go fill these jobs. No, when you walked up to those construction sites, it was white boys up there,
black guys
up there, and they were doing, and American Hispanics also, were doing those jobs. And all of a sudden, the illegal alien walked up and said, well, you know what, this guy's getting $22. I'll do it for $6. Well, what do you think the foreman's going to do? He's going to replace them. So it's not that they're doing jobs we wouldn't do. We're not doing them because they came here and ran the wage down.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. And one last statement. We had a caller from Texas earlier. He seemed to have this sense that Texas is somewhat of a paradise. But the last time I checked, we have MS-13 gallivanting around here in Texas, shooting up Americans. And nothing is being done about it.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So let's not, you know, I don't want any Texans, even though we're allowed to carry guns out here and they're not out in California, to have this false sense of security.
Well, let me tell you something. They carry them out here, okay? They just not doing it with the blessing of the government.
I hear you. Well, it just one last statement. Is it true, and correct me if I'm wrong, I actually got it from a reliable source, Alex Jones, The one of the reasons why a lot of the police officers and enforcement agencies' hands are tied is they had an order from the top right there in the White House, i.e. George Bush, to stand down there on the borders.
Well,
you know, the border people, is that
true
here?
I've heard that to be true.
And I haven't seen that in writing, but Alex Jones is a very, very reliable source. And
I have seen it in writing, and I have also gotten it from two or three Border Patrol agents who contact me and ask me not to use their names, and they have told me that is exactly what's going on. So
they've been ordered, and this is all being done by design to allow the illegals to come over here.
Absolutely.
And undercut and sabotage the American dream over here.
Exactly. It's the balkanization of America.
Right.
Robbie,
absolutely.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And don't forget, folks, we're running out of time here, and we'll get through the remaining callers as fast as we can. On Sunday evenings on Republic Broadcasting Network, you can hear Terry Anderson at 11 p.m., and that's Central Time down here in Texas, on the FM dial all over Central Texas. So.
And, John, can I give out the free call? We got our 800 number.
People
can call in. It's 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752. And they can call in free from wherever they are and participate. And we get a lot of Texas calls. We're on in Austin and a few other places. And we get a lot of Texas calls. And we appreciate that because I want to hear from folks from all over the country.
Well, the remaining callers were loaded up with Texans down here.
I would suggest they just call early, though. About 5 minutes, too, or they're not going to get in. Lines are full the whole show.
Terry in Texas, you're up next.
Yeah, I just want to probably reiterate most of the stuff that Bales is kind of talking about, which I think you all are doing a good job. And it's, you know, he was saying earlier that you can get bogged down in too much information, which is probably true. But I think if you just keep chipping away with the facts, because so much of it's myth-based, you know, it's the myth of they're coming here, they're working less, they're doing jobs, like you said, that people want to. But again, I've heard Terry talk before, too, and it really is important to dispel the myths with the facts. So that it does get, you know, it raises it to an emotional level. People want to take action because it's very, the myth of, you know, that they're working less and cheap and stuff like that. Because the reality is most of them are working off book. They don't pay taxes. They come here, a vast majority of them, with girlfriends or wives. They have, as you heard before, the anchor baby, which kicks in the Medicare, which we pay for. All the health care is subsidized. The schools, they live 7 to an apartment. So John Q. Citizen's now paying, like where I live, my taxes have gone through the roof. So I'm subsidizing that. There's all these hidden costs. You know, if you took away the hidden costs, that box of strawberries you buy at the supermarket
right.
is
right.
really $14 and not $3 because
cheap labor
way we're subsidizing. And then on top of that, let's go cross the border into Mexico. Why has the Mexican problem, again, focusing on the facts and not these myths, why hasn't Mexico addressed the issue down in their country of spending billions of dollars to improve the educational system, the infrastructure? And why is it that when you go to Cabo San Lucas and you pay $250 a night for that hotel room, the same hotel you'll find in Miami here in the United States, and you talk to the workers there and you find out that they're getting paid 50 cents an hour
I stayed at a hotel, a Holiday Inn Select, in Guadalajara, Mexico. And I asked the lady what she made. She was about 60 years old, the maid. She told me she makes $577 a day. And she works about 12 hours. Now,
is that a living wage, Terry?
That's about what they make.
Yeah.
Now, you have people there who make more than that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But that's about what you would get for a maid or a gardener or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jose in Texas. Hello, Jose.
It's Jose Vera.
Hi. This is the gentleman I talked about, Terry, that I had him on the program a couple of weeks ago. And what we were talking about is the displacement of jobs down here by the illegals.
Right. Terry, you're fantastic to listen to. I've heard you before.
Thank you, sir.
I explained to John the term for someone like myself is used as a coconut.
Coconut. So what you got here, you got food talking, you got coconuts talking to Oreos.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, you got Americans that like yourself and myself, that when you take a stance for the American point of view and you have the simple-minded people that are divided by racial issues, and that's all they can carry because that's all they can simply understand, that they throw names and attack people like yourself and myself very quickly, and they say, well, you know what, that guy's a coconut. And you know, nonetheless, I had spoken with John about the labor, and we went over a pretty large project that I was involved with here in Texas having to do with these toll roads, and it was pretty ugly. It was really ugly. We were hounded on. We were abused. And the whole purpose to that was to run us off the job and have an excuse to...
Yeah, we can't repeat what Jose's boss was calling him and his workers. We can't even put that on the air.
Oh, no. That, on a daily basis. And this is a written complaint. And I brought this with me to show John so he can get a better grasp of it, because we can't really say or repeat that. But it was a pretty bad situation. And, you know, I was talking to a fella that after you and I met, John, on the show, and his brother, he was telling me his brother was killed by two illegal aliens. And it was just a nightmare to hear what he's having to go through that
amazing.
These guys are getting away with.
Yeah, hey, we got to let you go, Jose.
All
thanks
right.
for calling in.
Thanks, Jose.
The coconut, the Oreo, and the cracker here, we're out of here. We're out of time. Hey, Terry, you got a fire. You got a fire in your gut, man. And I'll tell you what, keep on keeping on.
All right, buddy.
We'll be in touch soon. And God bless you. And keep doing it, man.
Thanks, John.
All right, sir.
Take care.
All right, you too. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Just put another one in the can, as they say. The National Intel Report will be back with you tomorrow with another edition of this program, folks. Come on. Can you feel it start to happen here? Let's take a little joy in our labors here at the task at hand. We've got to do it, so we might as well get our mind right and get our minds wrapped around it and get busy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.